listening to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast.
So welcome, everyone, to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast. I'm your hostess, Monique Ramsey, and today I have a special guest, and her name is Sandra, and she is a patient at La Jolla Cosmetic in our medical spa. So welcome, Sandra.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I just turned 57 this month, and I've been a patient of La Jolla Cosmetic for probably 4 to 6 years now.
Wow, nice. Yeah. You're loyal. We appreciate that. Something must be working, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So now a little birdie told me that you just had a halo laser treatment. And for those of you who are listening, the halo is a fractional laser made by Cyton. And Brittany, who is one of our laser specialists, is a Cyton national trainer. So she actually goes out and trains other providers how to use it the best. And so Brittany did your procedure?
Yes, she did. It's actually the third or fourth halo laser she's done over the past couple of years.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. So the halo is great for sunspots, texture issues, any hyperpigmentation like brown spots, wrinkles, and even some scars. And I think it's one of those lasers that our team loves because you can really customize the treatment to the patient. And so tell us about what areas you had treated and when. Was it recently?
The last one was recently, 2 weeks ago today.
Oh.
My first one, I think, was in end of 2018, 2019. Usually she does my face, chest, and neck. The last halo, we did just face, full arms, and hands.
Oh.
Yeah, my chest and neck were looking pretty good. So,
didn't have to do a repeat there. So tell me about having that laser. Like, what was that like? And was it kind of what you were expecting? Because you've had it before, but then now you're treating your arms and your hands. Tell us about the experience.
It was what I expected. It's not painful. Stings a bit when they're doing it, but I didn't associate any pain with that. You might feel hot afterwards. That dissipated quickly. By the time I got home, I wasn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, real quick. It also helps build collagen. So those effects take like 3 months down the road before you notice that. Immediately, you notice much clearer skin. She worked a lot on my pore size. So the pores around my nose are almost virtually gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And yeah, I'm real diligent about using sunscreen and taking care of my skin. Not so much when I was younger. So the first time she did the halo, like on my chest, it was amazing the difference. I have like no spots on my chest now.
Wow. So now tell us what they did to make you comfortable during the treatment. What is the procedure and did you have medication?
I did. I don't know exactly. Brittany would know. She told me the time. She said, yeah, take these pills. So yes, you do need a driver if you're going to take medication. I was just relaxed. You just feel comfortable. Everybody's pain tolerance, I'm sure, is different. It was actually relaxing to me. I mean, anyway, some people would go, are you crazy?
I'll have what she's having.
Right? Right? Feels warm for a bit, but she did my face first. And then there's a like wand that blows cold air. Uh-huh. And so I was cooling down my face while she started on my arms. And before she was even done with one arm, my face felt fine.
So when you're having your arms and your hands, was there any more sensation on them than your face? Or because I know sometimes on the face, like certain parts will just be more sensitive than others.
Definitely. The arms and hands weren't sensitive. The face is a little more sensitive. I know another person who had halo and they thought the heat was uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
So everybody is going to experience it different.
Well, and you've also had it a few times, so you're sort of used to it maybe too.
Yes, I believe
so. And that's part of it. But I know that that is something that you can dial it up and dial it down in terms mm-hmm. of how aggressive maybe that the laser is. And so depending on what your goals are, you know, if you're trying to deal with maybe pore size or scarring, that's going to be a different setting than like a little superficial something. So maybe that's some other reason why, you know, your experience is different than the lady down the street or the man. But that's nice to know that whatever they gave you, I think that's so important for people, you know, get a driver, be nice to yourself. Like, don't try to grit it out just so you don't have to take a pill and drive yourself home. Like, have somebody pamper you. It's okay. And then you can have that calm, relaxing experience while you're having the procedure like you're describing.
Exactly.
So how did your morning go, or your afternoon when you had it done? You come in, I'm assuming they take some pictures of you.
Yes, I came in, they take pictures first, then they put you in a room and they put numbing cream on the areas that will be treated. And I think they let that set probably about 30, 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
While I'm numbing up, at one point Brittany comes in and gave me the medication.
Okay.
And then gives you probably 30 minutes to let that take effect. And then they start the treatment.
And then how long does the treatment take? So for those three areas, you know, your face, both arms, and your hands.
My appointment was around 2. I think we were done at 5. But
oh, okay.
The treatment itself was probably an hour, hour and 15 minutes.
And the rest is kind of the pre and the post. And
the prep and numbing you up and making sure you're comfortable.
Yeah. So once you got home, did you have to take additional ibuprofen, or what was your immediate post-op sensations?
She did give me some medication to take the first night. I think the reason being, and we didn't do this in the past, is that she was a little more aggressive with this treatment because she knows I could handle it. And we were trying to accomplish certain things. She was working on a couple scars I did have on my face. So that night I did take the medication just because she said, take it, you want a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
And I did. I slept really good, woke up in the morning. You're going to be red and you'll notice swelling. Not a lot. It just gave your face like a full look. I think day 3, you're probably the reddest you're going to be. Same with the swelling. And then it starts to dissipate.
Well, that's interesting that you say that, just because I know that with surgery, that's very typical, that swelling and bruising actually increase until you get to day 3. And that's going to be kind of the peak. And then things get better. And a lot of people assume that that first 24 hours is going to be the peak of swelling and bruising. And it really isn't. So that's interesting that with the laser, it's really kind of the same.
Yes. And the nice thing is, you know, when you said bruising with other procedures, there's no bruising, at least. You do get red. And then probably around 3 to 5 days, you get little brown speckle marks. It looks like coffee grounds on you.
Oh, okay.
And that's the damage, sun damage coming out.
Coming to the surface.
Oh, yeah. So you look like you have freckles. My nickname for 3 days, my husband called me Freckles.
Oh, how funny. That's funny. So I'm assuming if you had it, let's see, a couple weeks ago. So during the week, like how many days would you say somebody needs to think about, like, could they go to work the next day? Or would you wait a couple of days? Like, what would your advice be on getting back to normal, so to speak?
Right. I'd give it a couple of days. You get really flaky. I think you could get away with it because most people going to work are wearing a mask.
This is true.
So that's covered. But depending on how intense, like my last halo a year ago, it's kind of my birthday present to myself every year now.
That's nice.
Try to do it once a year. Last year, because I documented it with pictures each day to see how I would progress, by day 8, I was comfortable going out in public. And this time, so not quite 2 weeks, but almost, before all the flaking on my face had finished.
Okay. And so that coffee ground thing, so I start to see that. So that the pigment's like rising to the surface. Is that part of what flakes off? Is that when that happens and then you start to sort of get the flaking?
Correct. And when you see those like coffee ground flakes and they're at the surface, I'm sure some people would be tempted to touch them. And it's like, don't touch them. Just let everything come off naturally.
Uh-huh. Just got to drive some people crazy. It would drive me crazy. Well, you're like, can I take it off, please?
No.
Just you leave have to it alone.
Very gentle washing your face. You just barely splash the water. You can't like scrub with a washcloth. And they go over all that with you. Because if you do try to take it off yourself, I mean, you could scar. So you want to just baby your face. They give you all the whatever products you need, they provide. So you just use what they tell you to use. And
so when you wake up the next morning, do you still have discomfort?
No.
So you're just puffy.
Yeah, you're just puffy. There was no pain, no heat.
So yeah, so as long as you get through that first night, that's good.
And oh, yeah.
At what point did you say, oh, wow, I see a big difference? Like, is it sort of once the peeling is done?
Probably. For me, it was this past Friday.
So it'd be great if we showed some pictures of you before and after in the show notes, and maybe even you'd share those progression
of
photos
course.
If you have from some of the other ones, just so people kind of know. I think for the audience, and me included, the more you know of about the path you're about to go down, if you're considering having halo or laser, the more you kind of can picture it, it's like, oh, okay, I can handle that if you know what to expect.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I have, especially last year's, I have it documented like day by day.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Now, on your hands and arms, I think what drove you to think about treating those areas?
Well, age. Sunspots. I was really diligent about the sunscreen on my face and neck and chest for a long time, but you kind of forget your hands sometimes. And if I could tell my 20-something-year-old self, wear sunscreen on your hands. The spots on my hands, you can really notice already. Your face is the first to heal. For some reason, your face will heal so quickly. When I do my face, neck, and chest, the neck and chest are going to take like 2 weeks longer.
Oh, interesting.
Finding the same with the arms and hands, because I still have the coffee ground kind of spots on my arms. And Brittany said it usually takes another 2 up to 6 weeks for arms and hands. Yeah. But it's not noticeable.
Yeah. Does it feel tight? Like, especially if your hands are really mobile, is it feeling like tight or itchy or anything?
No, no. And they give you cream because when you are peeling, you might feel some itching and you don't want to scratch. Oh. So you just put the cream on, itching goes away.
I guess during summer or when you're out and about, are you being much more careful about how you cover up?
I am. Like I said, sunscreen. Even the other day we had, it was a little overcast and I had to go down to the pool. We're having some work done and I needed to talk to a worker and I had sunscreen all over my arms and a long sleeve shirt on top of that, you know, a hat, sunglasses. Once the healing is done though, you don't have to be the sunscreen. Yes, you should wear sunscreen every single day. I don't think I need to be covered head to toe.
Well, you know, there's a company called Coolibar, which was COOLIBAR, Coolibar. And they have actual like medical grade clothing. So people who've had like severe sun cancers, actually the insurance companies will reimburse them for SPF clothing. But they have some really cute stuff and nobody would ever know. And then you can feel like, okay, I'm going to go take a walk and I'm going to have this long sleeve shirt on and it's cute and it still is going to help be a total block from the sun.
Actually, I bought a pair of their gloves online just recently because I had my hands done and they have where the fingertips are cut off. So like if you get your nails done, like I didn't think about this for a long time, you're putting your hands in those UV lights.
Uh-huh.
Over time, I'm sure that contributes to the spots on the hand. So I had my nails done this past Friday. I had my sunscreen on before she popped my hands into the light. I had the gloves on.
Smart. The before and after photos we'll have in the show notes of you. Then on our website, you'll be able to see the before and after photos of other laser patients. We do have one podcast episode where we are talking about lasers, but we'll have Brittany back on to do a deep dive on the halo specifically, because that technology is really interesting. Now, I want to go back to kind of the beginning of your patient journey. So if you can like dial back your memory to that, however many years ago it was, what was your first experience with La Jolla Cosmetic?
I think it was right before I turned 50. I had those little L's that you get between
the 11s.
I had those and the crow's feet around the eyes, and a girlfriend of mine, and she's like, well, I have a girl for you.
Oh.
Because she was seeing Brittany. So that was my first thing, was the Botox. So now she does my forehead, around my eyes, around my lips. Because even though I've never smoked, you get a little bit of lines.
Now, have you tried fillers?
I have. She did treat...
Oh, the nasolabial fold.
Yes.
So that the line kind of from the corner of your nose or the edges of your nose down right to the other side of your mouth.
Yes, I've done that with the lips. I've always had like a very nice size bottom lip, just always have. But over time with age, my top lip just... It was disappearing on me.
I know. Isn't it terrible?
I know. And what I love about like when she did do my lips, we were looking for a natural look. I didn't want those big duck lips. I mean, that's might be fine for someone, not me. So she'll start out conservative because you can always add. It's harder to take away.
Right.
And the last time she did them, it was amazing. But you don't always see yourself like other people do. And so about a month later, I came back for Botox and I said, Brittany, should we do a little bit more to my upper lip? And she looks at me real serious. She gets close. She backs up. She's really studying my lips. She looked me straight in the eye and she goes, no. And I was like, but I appreciated that.
Yeah.
She goes, they look balanced. They look beautiful.
Gotta love honesty. Well, and really in the long term, she wants you happy and want you to feel good and look good and not look overdone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's really nice.
That's what I like about coming to La Jolla Cosmetic, is that they want you to be just your better self, or the best self you can be. Not, you know, I don't want to look like someone else. I want to look like me, just a better version.
Better version. Or like me 10 years ago, you know?
Right.
So when you originally came to us, or before you made that appointment, you had a friend who recommended us. Did you also do any research, or did you do research about Botox specifically? Or do you remember what kind of resources you might have relied on?
I did look online. Of course, you can't always believe everything you see online. But yeah, I did some research. I looked at different reviews for La Jolla Cosmetic, and everybody seemed so happy. And first day I walked in here, everybody's friendly, makes you feel at home. And Brittany's just been amazing over the years. So I'll just keep coming here.
Well, we appreciate that. So then how often, like let's say if you're going to get your halo, so you're doing it basically once a year.
Yeah, I'm doing it once a year. I'm trying to keep up, do preventative. Like I said, it's my birthday gift to me.
I love that. And then when you do your Botox, how often do you do that?
Been averaging about every 4 months. Yeah.
Right. That's kind of where the same track I'm on. So if somebody might be on the fence about having a cosmetic procedure of any kind, what kind of advice would you give them?
Well, you definitely have to be comfortable with who you're going to go to. If they're on the fence, I'd say just come in and have a consultation with someone like Brittany or all the providers here are amazing. If something's bothering you and you're thinking about it and thinking about it, that's like with the Botox. Got to the point where I don't want my picture taken. And then I was like, you know, when you get to a point where you're just not comfortable, it might be time to do something, but it can't hurt to come in and talk. So
this is true. And now we are still doing our providers and our patients really love doing their consults on Zoom, even though that started with COVID when we were shut down. But then our patients liked it so much. Our providers really like it to be able to try to say, okay, let's, you know, meet each other. Let's figure out your goals. Let's talk about solutions. And then when you come in on the day of treatment, we're going to solidify. So then would you do anything differently looking back on the things you've done? If you could go back, would you have done anything differently?
No, I think I started with the Botox about the right time. I guess what I would suggest is if you're thinking of something like Botox for maintenance or upkeep, don't wait too long.
So everyone has a running, well, everyone, I'm assuming if you're all like me, you have a running list of what do we want to do next?
Right.
So do you have anything on your to-do list with the that you're thinking you might want to explore at some point?
Not right now. I'm not opposed to anything. Truth be told, I had my eyes done in your surgery center 2018. Dr. Wheeler, who's no longer here, he retired.
You know what? It was his birthday yesterday.
Really?
It popped up on my calendar. I'm like, oh, Dr. Wheeler. He's such a sweet man.
He was amazing. So my eyes still look good, but eyes don't last forever, at least the uppers. So yeah, down the road, I would definitely consider that. I think it makes a huge difference.
It really does. It's a surgery that, as I say, it's like the one you get the most bang for your buck because it really can make a huge difference.
You do. Yeah. No, I had uppers and lowers done. He said I might not ever need the lowers done again, but your uppers, you know, definitely.
Nice. So on our podcast, we give our listeners $25 off of any product or service of 50 or more at La Jolla Cosmetic. And so we have a favorite question that we like to ask our guests. If you were going to use that $25 on anything, what would it be?
The TNS Advanced, it comes in a white bottle, essential serum.
You are so close. It's the TNS Advanced Plus Serum. Yes, that is my favorite one too. I know we're not supposed to pick favorites, but that's my favorite. It's pretty amazing.
Yes, I use it every day, morning and night.
It really works. And it is the one thing that's like, when I've run out of it, I've noticed. Not in a good way.
So right.
I don't run out anymore. Now, did you have any, I forgot to ask you this earlier, on the Halo, so do you have the hydration facial?
Yes, I just had it today with Cameron.
Oh, today?
So, okay. Yeah.
What was that process like?
It was very relaxing. It's more just to add some moisture back to the skin because you can be a little bit dry from going through the process. I'm not sure exactly what you put on my skin, but... The way she was massaging me with her fingers was incredible. Almost put me to sleep.
Oh, wow.
Right.
And that was today. So they normally wait 2 weeks, probably to get all the flaking is mostly done. Got it. Okay. I've heard about them, but I haven't ever seen one in action. So, and so then the last question I have for you is, you know, we have a brand promise that is where dreams become real. So we're trying really to help people achieve their dreams, whatever that dream is. And so can you tell us about a dream of yours that became real?
I guess the outside of me now feels more like the inside because I don't feel 57. You know, I feel like I'm still in my 30s and 40s. And with the help of like Cameron and Brittany and Dr. Wheeler when he was here, it's made a huge difference. I feel more confident. I'm happy with myself. Not that I wasn't before, but I don't know, it's just a big confidence booster. Right after I had the eyes done and, you know, I do the lasers and so forth, I went home to visit my mom, who doesn't know I had my eyes done. She knows I do the other things. And if she
might,
finds...
She might know now.
She might know, yeah. If she listens to the podcast, she's going to know. Nobody was like, oh my gosh, what did you do to your eyes? It was, wow. She goes, you look really good. And I'm like, really? She goes, yeah, you must be taking great care of your skin. She goes, you look amazing.
Well, thanks again for coming on the podcast, Sandra. It's been such a pleasure talking to you.
Well, thank you.
I love having patients on where they can tell their story and why they did it and how they feel afterwards. I think that's such a help to any patients who might be thinking about something, but they're not quite sure. So I really, really appreciate your coming on the podcast and sharing that with all of us.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
We'll see you all next time.
Take a screenshot of this podcast episode with your phone and show it at your consultation or appointment, or mention the promo code podcast to receive $25 off any service or product of $50 or more at La Jolla Cosmetic. La Jolla Cosmetic is located just off the I-5 San Diego Freeway in the ZyMed building on the Scripps Memorial Hospital campus. To learn more, go to ljcsc.com or follow the team on Instagram at ljcsc. The La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast is a production of The Axis, THEAXIS.io.